I'm Matt Bush with BPR News. I'm speaking with Dr. Chris Cooper of Western Carolina University to go over North Carolina politics. Chris, as always, thank you for coming in.
It's great to be here, Matt.
Entering the second month of this budget standoff in Raleigh with the North Carolina state budget, Governor Cooper, the Republican leadership, not budging right now. House Speaker Tim Moore saying he's not going to continue. He is going to continue to try to override the budget, as Democrats have said you don't have the votes to override the governor's veto. When are we going to see an end to this?
You know, I think it's going to be a while. Both sides are kind of trenched in pretty hard right now. I think it's sort of important to note this is unusual but not unheard of. So if you look at the last 10 budgets, right, so our budgets get passed in the long session in these odd years, and the last 10 budgets, this is right now the fourth longest we've waited. So in 2001, in 2005, and in 2015, we actually waited even longer. And in two of those times, we actually waited into September.
You mentioned a lot of these budget fights have been in the last decade or in the more recent times, just another sign of really strong partisanship and maybe extreme partisanship as to why we keep seeing something is what should be easy, I guess, in relative terms of passing a state budget, right?
Yeah, I think that's exactly right. It's also, obviously the most important single act that the legislature, the General Assembly in our case, does, really, that state government does. So it's decides who gets money, but it also sets policy priorities for the state. And in North Carolina, that's for a two-year cycle.
Given that next year is an election year, how much of what, again, we've asked this, I don't know how many times I've asked you this question just this year with what's been happening, but how much of this is going to play into 2020 and how much are voters going to remember what's happening right now in 2020?
I think that's really what Governor Cooper is probably banking on right now, is that he wants to be able to go to the people and say, hey, I really wanted Medicaid expansion and I put my money where my mouth is. I think the problem here is that status quo is frankly a little bit better for the Republicans than it is for the Democrats. So this is not the federal government. We don't shut down if we don't sign. We just kind of keep going on with the old budget. And so the status quo old budget is going to be a little bit better for the Republicans than it is for the Democrats. So I think Cooper is playing a little bit of a risky game right here.
Looking at some of the other bills that have been passed or have been vetoed, one in particular the governor vetoed was a bill regarding charter schools. This is an issue that still seems to remain in North Carolina, a very underlying issue about education. Talk about the governor's veto and what that's going to mean as an issue, again, going into 2020.
Yeah, I think this is a really interesting issue, and it's one that's become more partisan over time. So if you go back and you look, right, some of these charter schools initially really were supported by Democrats and Republicans. If you look at the kind of origin of them, there were plenty of Democrats behind them. I think over time, this is sort of sorted into much more of a partisan issue. And so I think Cooper is trying to argue, hey, this is an attack on traditional public education. Of course, the Republican Party is saying, no, this is really about giving people choice. And who doesn't want choice?
Obviously, another issue that is big in the news right now nationally and even statewide is gun control following the shootings in El Paso and Dayton. Governor Cooper did put out a statement saying that he would like to see some movement on some gun control bills in the North Carolina General Assembly. A shooting survivor, the UNC Charlotte shooting, was there to speak about wanting to see those move as well. We've seen some other states maybe and some Republican governors in some other states maybe begin to look at things like red flag laws. But in North Carolina, it does not seem there's going to be any movement on these, right?
No, it really doesn't. And I think obviously the Democratic governor is saying he wants these. I mean, I think when we would pay attention is if we would see prominent Republicans in the General Assembly come out for gun control. I think it's also indicative of this bigger tension right now that we're having. What is the cause of these shootings? And I think we've got some folks arguing that it's really about white supremacy and white supremacist rhetoric. You got other folks arguing that, no, this is really a gun control issue. Then you've got another group of folks arguing this is really a mental health issue. So I think that kind of framing, until there is a consistent frame, it's going to be tough to have a policy solution at the state or certainly at the federal level.
But as we look forward to 2020, this is going to be a pretty big thing in the Democratic primary for sure. And since North Carolina's presidential primary has moved up to March this year, how might that issue play in North Carolina, at least among North Carolina Democrats?
Yeah, I think in the primary, it's going to be a key issue. And again, I think this issue frame, right, is this on the Democratic side really about white supremacist rhetoric, which some folks are arguing, or is this really about gun control laws? And if so, what are the right gun control laws? So just to say, gun control laws obviously includes a whole suite of potential issues that I think some of these Democratic candidates will agree with and some won't. So I expect this to be debated in North Carolina and across the country. I don't see a uniform solution likely.